And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me Amanda McIntosh. She is the Suicide Prevention Specialist with Southeast Utah Health Department. That is a mouthful.
Yeah, tell me about it. I actually say I need an acronym, but how do you
acronym that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I am so glad you took some time to come and meet with me. You are busy. You've got some, well, first of all, you're new in your position.
I am. I started my position on October 1st. However, my journey with suicide prevention actually started when my husband, Brian, took his life on July 21st, 2014. And since then, it has been a passion of mine to get the word out about mental health and the stigmas that surround suicide and trying to change those for the better.
Yeah. And this is like your whole heart is into this. We were talking before we got on air, and I can just totally tell that you want to make a difference and
Absolutely.
You want to do something to change all of this, because we do have high numbers here in both Carbon and Emery County.
We do. In 2017, we had 17 people take their lives. And of that 17, there were 4 babies, 10 to 19 years old
that's too young.
It's too young, way too young. They don't even know what life is about, and they haven't developed the coping mechanisms and the resiliency to really travel through life. And for them to think so young that the world would be better off without them is truly heartbreaking. And that's where my passion lies. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and the statistics showed that because she is closely related to somebody that took their life, that she's at a 30% chance of taking her own life. And then you add into that her paternal grandmother also took her life, and her numbers go through the roof. So I took the proactive route and trying to, in my own nuclear family, spread awareness and the repercussions of what could happen. But also bringing light to the resources that are in this amazing county, Emery and Carbon and Grand County. There are so many resources available that at the time I didn't know about. And so I need to get those out there so that nobody else feels like my husband did in wanting to end their life.
Right. Now, you're working very closely, because right now you're thinking we need to start with our youth. That's the big thing. We need to start with our youth. And you've been working closely with both Carbon and Emery, and there's some things that are coming up.
Absolutely. I have met with the superintendent of both Emery and Carbon County, as well as the principals from both counties, to let them know that I'm here, that I want to be involved in their schools and their bullying policies. They're hoping to bring in hope squads to the middle and high school levels, so that within their school, their family school, they have resources for their peers. And it's a wonderful program. It's Hope for Utah. Greg Hudnall is an amazing mastermind behind that. And I truly feel like we need to start young. We have to get them when they're young, so that they have those, as I mentioned before, the coping strategies and the resiliency to make decisions that are going to be healthy for them.
You have found, you and I talked a little bit before we got on air, but we talked about how you talk about it, because a lot of people don't talk about it. And when they do talk about it, the words that they use. And so it's like educating people all over again that it's okay to talk about. We need to talk about it.
Absolutely. There's such a stigma around mental health, and it's not a good one. So we need to break down those walls and realize that, everybody has problems, has struggles in their life. There are ways to work through them, whether it be by getting professional help through counseling or joining the Hope Squad Coalition. There are walls that need to be broken down in order to make progress in this. It's no longer taboo to talk about mental health, but it is taboo to use certain dialogue when talking
right.
to somebody. You don't say that somebody committed cancer, somebody committed diabetes, somebody died by cancer, somebody died by their own hand. They took their life. So changing that dialogue and bringing a bigger scoped,
a different way of saying it
so that it's not such a negative
right.
Approach to it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Especially if you've got someone or if you yourself is looking for help and then you've got words or comments that are being made like that, you don't want to.
No, you don't. And one of the things that we try to do for our community is present what's called QPR training. It's a 1-hour training with 3 easy steps that could help save a life. And it's question, persuade, refer. And within that training, you learn the dialogue of asking your loved one, are you thinking of taking your life? You are exhibiting signs A, B, and C. Let's work together because I love you and I care about you to get you the help that you need. And I'm here for you throughout the whole process.
Now, that training we talked about, Debbie Marvadakis has come in and we've talked about it. And it's not just a training for professionals.
No.
If a business or a church group or even just a group of friends wants to have this training, you guys are up for that.
Absolutely.
Because the more people that take this, that's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. You think about in the world, how many people are CPR certified? You know the physical ways to resuscitate somebody, to bring them back to life. But do you know the emotional and mental ways to bring somebody back to life? And it's a free training that we offer year-round. At any given time, you are more than welcome to call us up and we'll set it up. We can do a QPR training for 3 people if need be. The more people that are are trained in QPR, you know, the better everyone is going to be, only because you're going to have those tools in your pocket when you see a loved one struggling. Because
right.
More times than not, the person's life that you're going to save is somebody that you love.
Right. And that is very true. So if anyone has any questions about that or maybe wants to do that, they can just get a hold of you.
Absolutely. You can call us at the health department. My number is 435-636-1153. And you can call us up. We'll get it scheduled. It's really an easy way to take advantage of showing that you care for your loved ones.
All right. Well, let's get back to the main reason you're here. I mean, that is a good reason. But another thing is you've got something fun coming up.
Oh, my goodness. We're so excited. On Friday, December 14th, we are hosting our 4th annual Hope Festival at the Hope Catholic Center at 100 North and Carbon Avenue. In this event, every year we sponsor. It's a free dinner for the whole community. It's free for the whole community. We have dinner catered, and Santa Claus is coming.
Yay.
And he will have little trinkets for all the boys and girls that come and sit on his lap. But more so, we have games for the kids. We have a little cakewalk, and we're doing the fishing game. And then for the adults, because the adults like to play games too, we do bingo, which is generously donated by the Greek Church. And we have tons and tons and tons and tons of prizes to give away, gift certificates, tool sets, a bike. We've got tons of things to give away to our community. And it's just our way of saying, we're here. We love you. You have someplace to go.
I like that. I like that. And it's always a good time because I always see your pictures posted all over Facebook and people look like they're having the best time.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun.
And you guys do this every single year. It seems like it gets bigger every year.
It does. And our community, I have to tell you, is so hands down generous. You know, all through the year, our businesses are hit up for donations and whatnot. And when it comes down to donating for this Hope Festival for the Hope Squad, they are so generous. We have gotten over the top monetary donations as well as gift certificates and things. And I just can't thank them enough for all that they do for our little coalition.
Yeah. I say this every time I interview someone and they talk about how wonderful our community is. And I'll tell you what, the best place ever.
Absolutely.
When it comes to stuff like this.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't even matter if the holidays are now, you know,
yes,
they're at the end of the year, they're stretched out with donations. They
Absolutely.
Always step up.
And you know what's crazy is anytime I go in to talk to one of these businesses, somebody in that business has a personal story of somebody that has died by suicide. So it means that much more getting the donation and talking to them, you know, because that's what we need to do. We need to talk about it.
Right. Right. And you said that was the number one thing you've liked so far is meeting all the wonderful
Absolutely.
People in the community.
Our community, I just love them. Everybody that I have had the opportunity to speak with has just embraced what I'm doing and has supported me 100%. And I can't say enough about just how truly magnificent our community is.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have another great turnout again this year.
Yay.
A lot of people. Really quick, if you could sum up how the future 2019 is going to look for the Hope Squad, what would you say?
Absolutely.
How would you describe it?
2019 is going to bring about a lot of community involvement, you know, starting with the schools, but also I'm working on starting a women's group. Actually, I have a women's group started, but I'm hoping to continue it and grow it in 2019, because so many times, you know, the statistics show that our men are leading the numbers when it comes to suicide, but our women are attempting to take their lives three times as many.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, my, you know, as a woman, as a single mom, my passion goes towards other moms in the community, other women in the community that just need that, that space to just be themselves, talk about some of life's issues. Each week I have a different speaker come in and give a little bit of
just info,
some
background.
Guidance.
Yeah.
You know, we've had Danielle Pendergrass, we've had Danette Moynier, we've had Zena Robinson is tomorrow night.
She's going to be amazing,
yes,
as well.
There are all these strong women that just bring so much to the table, and I'm selfishly exploiting them, you know, because they have so much goodness to give to these
share.
Women.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To build them up and to make sure that they know that they are loved and that what they are feeling is 100% normal, and it's okay, and you can talk about it,
right.
And you don't have to be this strong, you know,
it's
all
okay
the time.
To let your guard down.
Yes,
once in a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to expanding on that. Lots of fun things. You'll have to stay tuned. I got to keep some things a surprise.
Well, that's okay. You'll have to come back and talk to me when some big things come
up.
I'd love to help you.
I appreciate you so much.
How often does your group meet?
Our group is, they meet once a week, Wednesdays from 6:30 to 7:30. Tomorrow, like I said, is Zena Robinson, and she's going to be talking about how to accept who we are and to let go of what we should be or what we think we should be. And I think that's really important because we always are comparing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a great night. And then next week is our last week for the year. And I don't have a special guest speaker. It's just going to be an open forum for women to come and talk and be together and maybe de-stress from all their Christmas shopping and wrapping.
And the kids being out of school for
yes,
2 weeks.
Yes. And that's another thing. I provide the daycare. So, you know, if you have littles at home, please feel free to bring them. We have toys and a TV and all that fun stuff. We have sitters that, again, our community, our sunsetters at USU Eastern are generously giving up their time to come and help us out. And then I hope to kick it off again maybe in February.
All right. That sounds good. Well,
Yay.
It sounds like you're doing some good things.
I'm trying.
I mean, for being here since October, you've really stepped right in, just jumped in.
Absolutely. Both feet.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Well, I appreciate you, Amanda, taking time to come in and talk to us again. Welcome. I think you're going to do some great things.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
All right, folks. Don't forget the Hope Festival. This is going to be a fun event taking place on Friday, December 14th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's free. It's free to the public. Everyone come out. There's going to be opportunities. Games. There's going to be food and Santa will be there. You definitely
Yay!
Don't want to miss that. And it's going to be at the Notre Dame Hope Center at 185 North Carbon Avenue. Now, if you're interested in the training that we were talking about, you can get a hold of Amanda at 636-1153. Again, it's a free training. It's for the mind. It's for
absolutely. Three easy steps to save a life.
Yeah. And so come out. And if you want to get a group of friends or maybe a group of the girls or a business, a church group, however, they are more than happy to come out and do this training. So
absolutely.
Get a hold of her. It's going to be good. All right. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.